Ambassador Mxolisi Nkosi, greetings to the President, the leader of the delegation of South Africa, Deputy Minister Jeffrey. It's an honor for me and privilege to be responding in this cycle of Universal Periodic Review of South Africa. And I have been listening and noting all the issues raised by countries. I want to thank the countries for their articulation on South Africa and the recommendations that they have made. I've gathered issues on access to education, sexual, reproductive health, children with disability, the access of children with disability, the employment with vocational. So in response to that, Chair, the main responsibility of the basic education in South Africa is to provide basic education of the highest standard to all the learners in the country, leading to better living standards, reducing inequality and fighting poverty. And most of the speakers were addressing issues of inequality in South Africa. Our country's fundamental policy framework, the National Development Plan, is unequivocal that by 2030, South Africans should have the highest quality access to education and training, leading to significantly improved learning outcomes. So our policies in the country are mostly pro-poor, addressing that South Africa is a country that is divided like into two. You have the areas that are much better than others. Others are rural, others are affluent. So the policies of South Africa favor those that come from previously disadvantaged background. That's why in most South African schools, they are no fee schools. Children don't pay school fees in about 95% of the schools, and almost 96% of the schools in South Africa are public schools, government schools. And we have scholar transport that learners that are residing far from schools, they must get transport. Provision of learner teacher support material. Also, we're working with the Department of Social Development to make sure that those learners that are receiving grant, they buy their own basic necessities which will not hold them not to come to school. So in terms of access, I think as South Africa, we're doing well, because when you look at the attendance learners now, they go to 96%. It tells that there can be no learner that does not come to school because I didn't eat, because they eat at school. I don't have maybe dignity towels. Our Department of Social Development, they provide dignity towels to those learners that receive the grant. So it makes all learners to go to school. Then when we move to another point of access, which is infrastructure. The infrastructure in our country, yes, it's like a moving target, because as I indicated that we live in like two worlds in the country. People are moving from low economic activity areas to the high economic activity areas. When you go and build schools in rural areas, people move from the rural areas to the high economic areas for job seeking and whatever. Then you build a school there in addressing the backlog. Now that school will remain as a white elephant. Then you go to affluent areas, then it's overcrowding. But we are working on that, because in 2012, the provinces identified several critical infrastructure backlogs at that time they gave us 327 schools that are made entirely of inappropriate material. And some, they're without water, some without electricity. But as we speak today, all schools are connected with electricity, decent sanitation, though some were still finalizing. We are going to conclude that program by the end of this financial year, which means by 31 March 2023, we shall have covered a significant number of schools in decent sanitation projects. So we are working tirelessly as a department. Another factor that I must mention, President, is the learner dropout rate. Yes, in the past, this used to be a huge problem in South Africa. But due to what I've just mentioned, the poor policies, the learner dropout rate has reduced significantly. And that we see it when we look at the learners that are writing grade 12 matric every year. The number is increasing. Unlike in the past, when you compare, you find that the learners, when they register at grade one in a particular year, then when they arrive at grade 12, they are 300,000. Yet at grade one, they were 800,000 or 900,000 or million. Then when they arrive at the last grade, they are quarter the number. Now, even this year, as we speak, we have more than 750,000 learners that are sitting for matric examination. Yet, when we go back, when they were doing grade one, 1 million, then it tells that the dropout rate is going down. But another cause of the...
Do I still have time? No, a minute, please proceed, Minister.
Okay. Yeah, another point which causes a dropout rate is teenage pregnancy. We are working very hard then to address that, and we are addressing it with the provision of comprehensive sexuality education. And this comprehensive sexuality education is not something new. It was started in 2020, but now we have just improved the curriculum. So that's why some people will say it's sex education. It's not sex education, it's sexuality education, which the lessons are structured in a new way to help learners to build and understand the concepts, values, and attitude around sexuality, sexual behavior, as well as leading to safe and healthy life. So we, as a country, we are working on that and on learners with special needs. We have special schools. We have even a grant that assists those learners that have profound and intellectual disability. There is a grant that addresses that, those that are in centers, but we are moving to them to move to full service schools, that all our schools must cater for all the learners, for them to